You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
The first tune on the show and the story behind it is rather epic. That was the combo of Italian jazz pianist Dino Massa and Kansas City-based saxophonist and composer Christopher Burnett with the title track off their forthcoming 2017 album called Echoes of Europe. So Dino was a local jazz cat in Naples, and he had some professional contact with Christopher, who was in the NATO jazz band. Christopher didn't simply play in the official band of the commander-in-chief of the Allied Forces of Southern Europe. He served as the leading chief petty officer, staff arranger, and unit leader of the NATO big band. On his first night in Naples, he found himself in a local jazz club gigging with Dino, who had just finished his master's degree at the Naples Conservatory. In fact, during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Dino spoke to us from Italy and expressed his love of jazz.
I don't know for many reasons. I like improvisation, sure, but also rhythm, the groove. Of jazz, rhythm, and swing, but I think that jazz music is the more innovative music of 19th century.
These cats gig together frequently during the Naples stint, sharing good times and honing a musical bond. And they would suspect that that would bear some fruit later on. And through Facebook, they reconnected and came up with a plan for Dino to come to the U.S. And that happened in 2015. With a band of some of Kansas City's leading players, they gigged together once again, playing at the Blue Room at the American Jazz Museum. And the shows were well received. They garnered coverage on TV, print, and social media. So he ended up coming back in April 2016 to record with what would be known as the Dino Massa Kansas City Quintet. And together, they created a permanent magic in jazz. And that sound will be available worldwide on January 2nd, 2017. It's great to kick the show off with these cats. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves jazz and connects with cats all over the world doing it, like Dino out there in Italia. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the absolute best jazz that we can find. One of the early moments for Dino with jazz involved Chick Corea, and he spoke about it. So as we go into Chick's tune, Waltz for Bill Evans, from the early days, here's Dino on Chick.
I have listened Return to Forever from Chick Corea. I like this disc so much. And after I want to become a musician for profession, but jazz is always my music. Thank you.
Hi, this is Terry Gibbs. You want to hear the best jazz, especially when they play my music, listen to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino. Thank you.
That was English jazz double bassist, composer, band leader, and busy guy Dave Holland back in 1973 with the tune Four Winds off his CD Conference of the Birds. This cat has been at it for 5 decades and has spent 40 of those in America. He is all over the place in different stage settings, whether solo or for big bands. He also runs his own record label called Dare 2, and he likes to quote the man, the jazz cat, Sam Rivers, when describing his jazz aims. Don't leave anything out, play it all. I like that. And with that mindset, he has played with the best in the world of jazz, from Miles Davis in the early years to Wayne Shorter today, and most everyone in between. From trumpeters and brothers, Conti and Peter Candoli, here they are in style, tearing it up back in 1957 with the tune Crazy Rhythm, and they always had that off the Jazz Horizons LP, next on this crazy hour of Neon Jazz.
This is pianist Joanne Doherty, a Kansas City transplant now living in Chicago. Check out Neon Jazz with Joe Domino on the radio or on his podcast for lots of great interviews with fascinating musicians.
Thank you.
That was Miami-born saxophonist, composer, and producer David Benny with the 2014 song The Golden Zone off his CD called Anacapa. Even though it all started in Miami, he was raised in Southern California, and he's lived in New York City for the last 35 years. His jazz work has been heard from basement clubs in New York, the jazz festivals in Europe, and all around the world. He has produced all of his own 22 albums, and he's consistently a winner in the Downbeat Critics Poll for great reason. From the esteemed chops of Canadian jazz pianist, organist, composer, and arranger, Oliver Jones, this is the tune Lights de Burgundy, circa 1985, on this special hour of Neon Jazz. Thank you.
Hey, gang, this is Peter Erskine, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was drummer and producer Ralph Peterson with the tune Addison and Anthony off the 2012 CD The Duality Perspective. This album was recorded live in New Haven's Firehouse 12, and it's a legendary house for live recordings. This album is chock full of Ralph's boundless energy and imagination, and it's a testament to the healing power of music, and this is why. The album was recorded, mixed, and mastered as Ralph was being diagnosed and treated for colorectal cancer, and this album was a landmark. It symbolized 20 years of Ralph being drink and drug free, and it sounds great. From the robust and rich-sounding New Standard Jazz Orchestra, this is their latest 2016 tune, Waltz and Nothing, as we give you a bit of jazz meaning towards the tail end of this hour of Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back.
Again, that was the rich sounding power packed New Standard Jazz Orchestra. And with a cut off their brand new 2016 CD called The Call of the Wild and Peaceful Heart, we're again going to take this show into the baton of somebody that's a big jazz outfit. This happens to be the tune Beyond Forever, and it's from the outfit known as the Cookers. And they were organized originally by trumpeter David Weiss, featuring tenor saxophonist Billy Harper, trumpeter Eddie Henderson, the alto saxophonist Craig Handy, pianist George Cables, bassist Cecil McBee, and drummer Billy Hart. And man, this is one powerhouse organization of a jazz outfit, and it's great for them to take the curtain call. So thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one dude carrying the weight of the power jazz group and all of the cool that's involved, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
In a house, man.
Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig, songs. We always love to hear from you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends. Thank you.
There you go.
Neon Jazz.